Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to Buckets in the 503. I'm your host, Nawan Thompson, and I'm here with my co-host, Jed Ty. Jed, how you doing today?
Doing good, Nawan. Good to be back on with you guys.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on, as today we're going to break down the top 10 teams in the 5A class here in Oregon. You know, there's a lot of great talent here in the 5A, a lot of guys who transferred down in the 5A. And so it's looking to heat up. Very tough competition down there. I see a lot of those guys with really good 6A schedules this year as well. So be interesting to see how well they fare in those type of games.
This year, I think 5A is as strong as ever, especially the Northwest Oregon Conference. As a lot of people know, there was a lot of some player movement during the offseason, and 5A apparently was the place to be because a lot of these kids ended up at 5A schools. And so, it's going to be very interesting. I think, you know, definitely the NWOC, the Northwest Oregon Conference, is pretty loaded. But there's some solid teams coming down from down south in Eugene as well. And, of course, Central Oregon, can never count those guys out. I mean, Summit's been in the finals 3 years in a row, and it's always traditionally very tough there in the Intermountain Conference. So, yeah, it's going to be a really exciting year to see who gets to Linfield at the 5A state tournament.
No, absolutely. I think this year will probably be the highest touted of watching the 5A division, you know, this year. I think LaSalle's magical run last year made everybody look at 5A as a place to be. And so credit to them over there in making 5A the place to be. But starting out at number 10, on your list here, we have Central.
Yeah, Central, the Panthers, play at the Panther Pit, one of the best venues in all of Oregon high school basketball. Great place to play. Head coach Tyler Allen has been there a couple years now, actually coming over from Silverton before then, of course, the longtime South Salem head coach. And he's got a squad. You know, he's a little younger. He does have a couple of senior guards. They're going to be really tough. Jack Holstein was one of the 5A leading scorers last year. Good shooter and scorer. He's got Ryan Burgett, who is a 6'3", really muscular, athletic swingman type player. And then they've got a rim protector down low in sophomore Lucas Haynes. Stands about 6'6" right now, and he'll protect the paint. And just a great, like I mentioned, the Panther Pit, incredible home court advantage for them. When it gets packed, it's just really, really loud and just really, really energetic. And, you know, Mid-Willamette Conference is a little down this year of a lot of some coaches leaving and a lot of players graduating. But I think Central's got what it takes to step up and be a top 10 type team.
Hopefully they get to utilize that Panther Pit during the playoffs. You know, it's always good to have those first home games. That way they can go ahead and utilize that home court advantage that they have. So it'll be interesting to see how they pull that off.
Yeah, for sure.
At number 9, we have Thurston. Thurston's always very well coached, very physical team. I know their coach tends to be very animated and high energy type of guy, and their team definitely reflects that. Talk a little bit about Thurston.
Yeah, Thurston is a traditional, pretty much a traditional 5A powerhouse coming out of the Midwestern League. You mentioned their head coach, Blaine Liberatore, a very animated, very energetic type person. In fact, he's got two other guys on staff, Eric Orton, he used to be the head coach at Sheldon, and Doug Paquette, who was the previous coach at Thurston. So they've got a very experienced coaching staff, and they've got a lot of talent. They're led by returning Midwestern Player of the Year, Lucas Labounty, a great all-around scorer who's got some size. He can shoot it, he can get to the basket, finish at the rim. Their second guy this year is a kid who's going to make a big jump. He was a freshman last year. His name is Trayson Hill, 6'5", really long and athletic, and really finish at the rim as well. I expect his production to jump maybe three times what he did last year. And then they've got a veteran point guard in Logan Paquette, the son of the aforementioned Doug Paquette, one of the assistant coaches. And, you know, Thurston typically has a lot of guys who participate in other sports and a lot of, you know, multi-sport athletes, which really, you know, lends to some of that physical style of play. You know, they're tough, they're muscular, they're going to, you know, use their fouls effectively. They're going to really defend and have a lot of motor. And I think they've got the type of team that would have even been even better. One of the all-league players from last year, Grady Saunders, who's a big baseball talent, decided not to play this year. But other than that, you know, they still have a lot of guys returning to not only try and repeat as Midwestern League champions, which they were undefeated last year, but also, you know, make it back to the 5A state tournament.
Yeah, I definitely see them back at the state tournament this year, you know, just with their 5 seed. And there's always something to be said when you have a coach's son as the starting point guard over there. You know, that having a coach on the floor always helps out a lot. And I'm sure that's going to help propel them along with their gritty play.
Yeah, absolutely.
At number 8, we have Crook County. Talk about a little about Crook County.
Yeah, Crook County is making the jump back up to 5A to the Intermountain Conference. They were in 4A in the Tri-Valley League the last few years. They've been a state tournament participant at the 4A level and have done really well. But this year they move up to 5A. And if this was the team to move up to 5A and be competitive and even challenge for an Intermountain Conference title, it would be this Crook County team. Head coach Jason Munn has at his disposal probably arguably the best big guy in the entire state. His name is Bryce Lowenbach, 6'9". You know, we've talked about him before. He's one of the top class of 2026 players. But yeah, his nickname is Baby Jokic because he can do so many things on the floor, up at the top of the key, drain some threes, you know, hit guys cutting their basket with passes. You know, he averaged something like 16 points and 12 rebounds last year, 2.5 blocks. And, you know, he's going to be back and be a real force in the Intermountain Conference. They've got a couple of really experienced guards in Jace Jonas, who's a track star, and then also Gabriel Lopez. So, yeah, they've got a team that's equipped, experienced, has been to the 4A state tournament. I think they've got what it takes to be in the 5A state tournament as well.
No, definitely. Anytime you have a big like Bryce down there manning the middle, you know, you always have a shot. You know, big time. You know, one thing I like about him, you know, you see a lot of big guys nowadays who like to float that perimeter a little bit more. And he's more of a traditional type of big who can actually get you a lot of rebounds. But he can also stretch the floor. You know, when I say traditional, I mean the new traditional type of big who goes down low and stretches the floor a little bit. And he does a little bit of both. You know, his ability to control that paint is second to none. I know he did a great job when we played him this summer. And so looking forward to see how his talents transfer up to that 5A level of competition when there's, you know, some really great coaches who do some great scouting out there and kind of see how he does against all those different game plans this year.
Yeah, for sure. He's going to be a problem. He's going to be definitely someone that's going to be hard to handle for opposing teams. And, yeah, I think Crook County's got a chance to even challenge for the Intermountain Conference title coming in their very first year.
Yeah, that's exciting for them and good exciting to see. And I know that coach has a lot of expectations right now. So we see good to see how he handles that going forward.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Coming in at number 7, we have Summit. Talk a little bit about Summit and in their ascent.
Yeah, as we mentioned, you know, Summit has been in the state finals the last 3 years. I actually take that the last 4 years because they were 6A back in 22 and were undefeated all the way up to the championship game before they lost it to Alton. Yeah, they have been the consistent force, and every time they graduate a class of players, you think, okay, it's time to take a step down, but they just keep on coming back because they just have a huge pipeline of so many kids. And that's kind of the case again. You know, last year's team, which was unexpectedly, they got to the finals. And again, another senior-dominated team. They graduated a lot of guys, but a lot of guys are back. And I made a trip out to Central Oregon to scout all the teams out there. And, you know, I'd get into the gym. And
finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There's guys flying to the basket and dunking all over the place. It's pretty remarkable. They're led by, it's pretty much going to be by committee, but one of their top kids is a kid by the name of Foster Kettering. He actually already committed to Middlebury College in Vermont, D3 school. It's a high academic kid, but he's basically going to be a 6'7 point guard. Very unique player who can really get his own shot and create mismatch problems in the backcourt. And they've got a lot of talented wings. They've got a transfer from, I can't remember the name of the school, but it's up in the Seattle area in Washington. His name is Caleb Branch. He's a 6'3", efficient offensive player, really good shooter. And he really impressed in some of the elite camps I went to this summer. And they've got Andy Bledsoe, 6'7", super athletic kid who can really fly up and down the floor and finish above the rim. And they just, again, they have a whole host of guys that are just going to step up into, you know, brand new, bigger roles and do really well for head coach Joe Wells, who had a tremendous first season last year taking over from coach John Frazier. And, you know, this year, again, he's got the guys to compete and, you know, challenge for another Intermountain Conference title.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Summit seems to have a monopoly on those big, long wings. Every year, they always seem to have some 6'7 wing, and now you have a 6'7 point guard as well. That's pretty impressive in itself. So it'll be interesting to see how Joe does with that group and how he utilizes those long athletic wings. You know, everybody always wants them, and Summit seems to get a lot of those over there. So always impressive to watch them play and see how they utilize those high flyers over there on the wing spots.
Yeah, totally. Can't sleep on Summit. They're going to be back up there again.
Yeah, as always. And then coming in at number six, West Albany. Speaking a little bit on West Albany.
Yeah, West Albany has really ascended a lot into the top level of teams in 5A the last few years under their head coach, Drew Halverson. They play a really up-tempo style of play. They really get up and down the floor. They've got a lot of good athletes. Again, another school that has some great multi-sport athletes. They graduated some really good guards from last season, but again, they kind of got a pipeline going on there too of a lot of Albany's best players, and they come back with a really good group of seniors. Tyson Walker is kind of one of the main guys to watch. He's really tough down low. He's expanded his game a little to the perimeter. Again, he's a multi-sport kid. He played football, and he's just a really tough matchup for most opponents. And the backcourt, returning starter from last year is Andy LaSalle, who's a multi-sport athlete. He's a soccer player as well. That's probably what he'll play in college. But he's a kind of a do-it-all kind of glue guy kind of kid who's going to hit the big shots. He's going to get after on defense and just always makes the right play. They've got some talented wing kids with Robert Suthard, who's coming up as a senior. He's 6'5", long and lanky, can really shoot and score the ball. They have a Gray Neiman, who started last year as a sophomore, now into his junior year. He's probably one of the more underrated kids in that class, who's a really, again, good shooter and good scorer. And they've got a pretty deep group. Another kid who's coming up is Brett Gillis, who's a 6'3", really athletic kid who can get up and finish at the rim. And again, their style of play, really getting up and down the court, and they've just really had a lot of success. Last couple of years, made the 5A state tournament, but lost their first round game. I'm thinking this year, you know, they're a good shot to come out of the Mid-Willamette Conference and then hopefully win a game and get to the winner side of the bracket this time around.
Yeah, definitely. Looking for West Albany to do some big things. You know, anytime you return that many people who played last year and then coming back for another season, you know, that veteran experience is indispensable. So, you know, that's something that West Albany definitely has going into this season, is a lot of experience, and that should help propel them to that championship round tournament this year.
Definitely, for sure.
Coming in at number five, we have Canby, led by Jackson Lawson. Talk a little about them.
Yeah, Canby was the Cinderella story last year. Coming in, first of all, even making it to the state tournament and then knocking off number one Caldera in the first round. They just did a fantastic job under head coach Matt Taylor. Kids really buy in. They're really deep. They're really talented, like you mentioned. They've got a great, I mean, he was first team All-State last year, Northwest Oregon Player of the Year, and Jackson Lawson. Great floor leader, great communicator, can really distribute the ball. He's going to be playing, getting his school paid for at scholarship level next season. He'll lead the charge, and they've got a whole bevy of guys that are going to be contributing. Cohen Vanderkovering is a really good shooter, as is Cooper Cousin at guard. Down low, they've got some size and some athleticism. They've got senior Dayton Edwards. They've got junior Ben Twitchell. And, they've got another swingman, Joe Roberts. Again, most of the guys from last year's team are back. The one thing I think that kind of is the difference between seeing them at five versus, like, for example, I think originally when I looked at it earlier this summer, they're probably potentially the number one team, is that their big guy, Jack Brockmiller, made the tough decision to not play this season. He is a baseball standout who could potentially be drafted really high out of high school, and he's focusing on baseball this year. But he's a real difference maker, and unfortunately he's not going to be with the team this year. But even then, they're still got plenty of talent. They've got Jackson Lawson. The Northwest Oregon Conference is going to be a bloodbath, but I think Canby's going to be right there in the mix.
Yeah, definitely. I see Canby, you know, making a lot of surprise noise, you know, even though they are a top five team in the 5A, which is really good. I still think they have the ability to go up higher, even without Jack Brockmiller. Jackson Lawson leading the charge, getting his, you know, next year in there after already being a co-player of the year candidate. And then the rest of the guys around them are really good as well. And they also have the size. I think they still have all the things necessary. Maybe they're not as deep without Jack, but they still have all the tools necessary to be a top team and even come out of the 5A as champions. So I'm looking for them to do some big things. It's just how much they believe, how well they shoot it from night to night, and then how well they execute their game plan. But I think they still have the necessary tools to go on and be a 5A state champion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the one main difference, and this is even the case when I went to visit them and head coach Matt Taylor asked me to just talk to him a little bit. I told him that, you know, you just have to know that mentality is different when you're the hunted rather than being the hunters. And so there's going to be a lot of expectations placed on them. So, you know, kind of how they handle that, how they navigate the general up and downs of a high school season. You know, they're going to drop a game they maybe shouldn't here and there. How they bounce back, how they go through all that adversity is going to be really key.
No, it's going to be huge. And going to that LSI, you know, this is their first year in the LSI, I believe, at least with this group. And so that right there is going to tell them a lot. And hopefully they learn to bounce back, because you may experience a tough loss in that. And, you know, how the kids respond to that is always the key to it. You know, the best championship teams we saw from like Barlow last season, even LaSalle, you know, they both dropped games early that they probably shouldn't have, or close games that, you know, you're looking at them thinking, oh, they're not that good. But, you know, they had that bounce back ability to learn from those mistakes and then become state champions. So as long as Canby can stay on that type of road, I think they're in a good position, and they have the tools necessary to get to their final destination of being a champion.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming in at number four, a little newcomer to this, is North Eugene, led by a superstar sophomore Damon Keith. Talk a little bit more about North Eugene.
Yeah, North Eugene 2 years ago had a real senior dominated squad. They made it to the 5A state tournament under head coach Blake G, who's still there now. And then so last year was expected to be a rebuilding year, but they ended up, you know, almost making it to state tournament again. They had a lot of guys, and basically everybody from that team is back. In addition, you know, to who you mentioned there, super sophomore Damon Keith. They've got a bona fide scorer, athletic kid named Jordan Gray, who was a senior. They've got Jaden Robinson, Damare Ireland, They've got pretty much their entire roster back, and they had a really balanced roster last year, which had about four.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
For guys that average in double figures. And so with everybody back, they've kind of got this little bit of a chip on their shoulder mentality. When I went down there to watch them work out just a few weeks ago, they're ready. You know, they're ready. They know, they kind of know the expectations that they've got placed on their shoulders, and they're ready to go out and really give Thurston a really good run for that Midwestern League title.
Yeah, it's a really good team. Again, the 5A tends to have a lot of long athletic wings out there, and they definitely have a couple over there as well. Again, it's one of those things where they do have some senior guard leadership over there, so hopefully that can help propel them a little bit through those tough stretches during as league play comes around. As we know, during the basketball season, there's always that little lull for teams, and so how they get through that is going to be key for them. But they have all the necessary firepower, I believe, to be a really good team this year and going forward. So be interested to see how they put all the pieces together and move forward.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, you kind of mentioned the, you know, these versatile wing types. One guy I didn't mention earlier was Zach Fisher, who's basically a 6'5", 6'6" lefty kid who can score both inside and out. And he's another one of those guys that's going to be a kind of a matchup problem for other teams, and how we're going to deal with him. And then if you focus on him, some other guy is going to come in and do something. So they've just got that many different offensive weapons and different looks they can throw at people.
Definitely a very balanced team. And, you know, you focus too much on one guy, the other guy goes off. You know, it's kind of, you know, when you have those holes in your house, right? You plug one and another one pops up, and that's what they tend to do. So as long as all those guys are on the same page, they'll be really tough to stop out there.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see how they do. Coming in at number three, we have a mainstay in the 5A, Wilsonville. I know you went out to them and saw them a little bit in person. Talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, Wilsonville, of course, traditional, probably arguably the best team in 5A history. You know, they've got so many titles there under head coach Chris Roche, who is one of the GOATs out there in Oregon high school basketball. And you mentioned I went there, and the first thing I know is like, oh, these guys are huge. they're really big on the front line. You got 6'9", Mike Radcliffe, sophomore center, who ranks as one of the top players in that 2028 class. You've got another sophomore, Jonah Mason, 6'7", and then they added transfer 6'6", AZ Bro from Centennial, who was a newcomer last year. And normally, a kid like that is probably going to be forced to play a lot down low, and he can play on his natural out there on the wing because of the size that they have there at Wilsonville. You know, the big question with Wilsonville is what they're going to do. You know, in the years past, they've had guys like last year, they had Cole Hammock. Before that, they had Callan Guttridge, guys who could really get out there and create their own shots. They don't have somebody maybe at that level and that style of player, but they have got a really good guard in Jet Bruce, who had some big games in the state tournament last year, kind of a little coming out party, and he's kind of going to take over a lot at the point guard position. They've got some other, you know, they just have a lot of classic guys that grew up in the Wilsonville system, know exactly what Coach Roche wants them to do, and they go out and execute. And I just don't see that being any different with this year's team. They may not have that superstar guy like a Guttridge or a Hammock at the guard position, but they're going to run their stuff. They're going to, you know, utilize the shot clock, get the best shot possible, and with all that size, they're going to really, I think, really be a problem and hard to handle on the boards.
Could definitely see them killing people on the boards. And like you said, their half-court execution that Roach is notoriously known for is going to wear teams down. You know, the biggest question mark, you know, losing a dynamic point guard like Cole Hammock, who, you know, if you just need someone to just to go make a play, can do that. You know, it'll be interesting to see who that guy is this year. You know, I always feel like come playoff time, you always need a guy like that who can just get a shot, because everybody tends to be so well scouted. And this 5A has such great coaches. Everybody's going to be well scouted and know your plays. Sometimes you just need a guy to go get a bucket. So it'll be interesting to see if AZ rises to be that guy, or if it's Jet Bruce, or who that guy is that can kind of just go get a bucket when needed. But again, another team with tremendous size. They're going to beat a lot of teams up. You're not going to be able to get to the paint too often on these guys and try and score on layups. You're going to have to work on that jumper a little bit if you're going to beat a Wilsonville team. And you're going to have to be able to beat them, because they're not going to beat themselves.
Exactly, yeah. Just always going to be such a well-coached team. They're always going to be well-prepared. You know, I will say this, you know, it has been interesting the last couple of years that they've kind of, you know, you catch them on a really off night and they actually get upset at home, or, you know, it took like last year for them to beat Centennial, that wild half court buzzer beater to beat them. So, you know, they're not unbeatable maybe as they have been in the past, but they're still really, really, really good.
Yeah, they're definitely really good, and they have a lot of guys returning. You know, maybe, you know, having a transfer come in, you know, isn't the norm over there, and so having the main core group, and also Ratcliffe last year was a freshman, you know, and as great as he is, you know, it's always hard for freshmen to come in and dominate, especially as a big. And so now with a year under his belt, I think that's going to help him, and a lot of this group returning is going to help them know Roach, and Roach know his players a little bit better going into this season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming in at number two, we have a star-studded Centennial cast coming together. Talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting to see the rapid ascent of Centennial these last few years. When head coach Demetrius McCorn came on, I remember going to open gym and there was barely anybody in the gym, much less anybody who could really, really play. But man, you go there now and they are just completely stacked. I would say they probably got like 10 kids right now who probably will go on to play college at some level in some shape or form. But yeah, they've got some experienced guys coming back. They've got seniors with Sincere Poe at guard, Harold Turner at forward. They've got their returning point guard in Darius Andrews, who wasn't at full capacity last year due to various injuries. But this year he's looking good. He's back to kind of his freshman year form, where he's really has a high motor and really able to get after it defensively and get some things done on offense as well. Another team that's got some size and also benefited from guys transferring in. They've got a 6'10 kid named Sebastian Larson, who comes in from Denmark, so international student. And then they have a 6'11 transfer from Putnam, Dakari Mitchell, who head coach Demetrius McCorn actually lists him as a wing, interestingly enough. But he is really long, athletic, really runs a four. I mean, he's got the real potential to be really, really special coming up. And then, of course, the latest transfer they just got is a kid by the name of Drake Walsh, who I know, Nawan, you're very familiar with. He was at Sunset, probably has grown to maybe 6'7", 6'8", now, and is really athletic. You know, averaged 10-6 as a freshman at Sunset in the Metro League, and that's really impressive. And he comes over and just adds to the mix. So ton of talent. You know, he's scheduled very aggressively. He's playing a bunch of 6A teams at the Southridge tournament, and then also the Barlow tournament. So he's not dunking anybody. Coach McCorn knows he's got a team that could be really, really special. They've made the jump from pretty much a winless team to competitive to one step away from the state tournament, and I think the next step up for them is the state tournament and then potentially even a title. So be interesting to watch.
No, absolutely. I know Darius has very high hopes over there at Centennial, and rightfully so with this group. You know, when you're bringing back Darius, who, you know, had that injury last season, tried to play through it a little bit, but now is back 100% healthy. I just think his mentality, you know, I love Darius, his mentality that he brings to the game every single day, and it feeds into your team and bringing that toughness on the defensive end. And so I think that's going to dramatically help and shape the core of that group. And then you add in, you know, Sebastian Larson, the 6'11 sophomore, and Dakari Mitchell, a 6'7 sophomore. You know, those guys are long, and it's going to be, you know, really tough to get by, and they move really well in the perimeter. You know, these aren't your classic bigs that are underneath the rim, right? They're going to get out in the perimeter and play and guard, and so that's really hard for guards to get by. And so we'll be interesting to see how that works. And then you obviously bring in Drake Walsh from Sunset, who, you know, was probably he was the top freshman last year in the Metro League. You know, you talked about his scoring and rebounding a little bit, but, you know, when we played him, we were most impressed with his passing ability. And so I think, you know, his passing ability with these guys on the floor is going to help this group a lot. You know, he might have to learn how to play a little bit harder, because I know everybody down there at Centennial, you know, they play hard and a little bit rougher down there. And so, you know, he's going to have to jump into that mix. But, you know, I know Demetrius has these guys in the gym all the time, and so they'll always be working. I will say one thing about them, you know, like you said, they scheduled really heavy in the beginning of the season. And for this group to be brand new together, and you do have 10 guys, and it's hard to play 10 guys. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out of that first 2 weeks of the season. You know, like you said, their first game of the season is Tualatin, who's a perennial powerhouse. And then, you know, you might have Wells or Southridge in that second game. And then you're going to play Oregon City right there. So right then and there, you have the potential to play three top 6A teams, you know, in the span of, 2 weeks. And so that right there will tell a lot if the team can stick together through that. You know, you're going to probably drop one game there or maybe two. You know, if you do go undefeated in that, then can they keep their heads together? Are they going to think, you know, they're too cool for school? So those are the things I always worry about with young teams, the ones that haven't been there yet and understand the whole process of it. But again, they do have all the talent in the world, have everything necessary to be a great team this season.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing they definitely won't have to worry about is their RPI, because all the great teams they're playing, and the NWAC is going to be crazy, crazy good. So I don't think there's going to be any question. There's going to be no borderline cases of them. I think they're on track to get a home game in that first round of the playoffs, and then you know, potentially make it to the state tournament where they can make a really deep run.
No, absolutely. You know, it'll be interesting to see how Demetrius does his rotations with, you know, when you're that deep, it's hard to keep everybody happy and everybody playing. So it'd just be interesting to see how those rotations work out going forward.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, too, you have that balance. You mentioned there are a lot of young players, but then you also have a very, you know, dedicated senior class with, you know, aforementioned Sincere Poe, Harold Turner. You've got Quentin Neal, and then you also bring in the transfer Jamel Baker. There's another kid who was, you know, really athletic and can really do some things. So again, stacked team, but you've got some things to balance. You've got some things to kind of navigate, and we'll just be, you know, if there's a guy who can do it, I know it's Demetrius, but we'll just have to see how it all pans out.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Jamel had a great summer as well. So yeah, another guy that you got to put in that mix. So it'll be great to see him. It'll be fun to see him the first game of that season.
No, yeah, for sure.
And coming in at number one, probably the biggest talk of 5A, getting a brand new coach and brand new players coming in from 6A. The number one team in 5A coming into the preseason is Park Rose.
That is right. Park Rose Broncos, now headed up by head coach Kendrick Williams, coming in from the Rosemary Anderson Prep School. And a lot of kids coming over. You've got two first team all PIL members in Adrian Fuzzy Montague from Roosevelt, and also Keon Gates coming in from Grant. Two dynamic guards, two athletic guards who can really put the ball in the basket and really get up and down the floor. You've got two other guys coming in, and Varick Harges and Keon James as well. You've got a big top-notch freshman who's coming in as well. His name escapes me at the moment.
Victor Norris,
exactly. In fact, Kendrick called me the other day talking about how Victor is even better than he thought, so he might even be starting. So you've got five incredible perimeter players. You know, Park Rose didn't have a ton of guys coming back, but there's a couple of guys who are experienced and have seen played in the NWOC wars, so they'll lend some energy off the bench. So it'll be interesting. They've got a ton of talent. Now, granted, they don't have a lot of size, but I think at the 5A level, you can really push it. It's going to be interesting to see those contrasts when they play like a Wilsonville or when they play a Centennial. But I know Kendrick, he's going to try to speed the game up as much as possible, really go to his strengths with the guard play, and they're going to score a lot of points. I think there's no question offensively they're going to be a juggernaut.
No, absolutely. You know, Kendrick's going to have those horses going. You know, hopefully, I know they've had been on the track a lot because those guys are going to play a ton of minutes and they're going to play with a lot of speed and a lot of force. You know, with the 5A, there's a lot of size, but Park Rose is kind of an outlier. Not nearly as much side, but the guard play is absolutely spectacular. Second to none with Fuzzy and Keon Gates. You know, that's a dynamic backcourt that you'd probably go pay to watch. You know, and then, you know, you can't forget about Varick Hargis, who's a Swiss Army knife of that group, can do a little bit of everything for you. And then you have someone like Keon James, who likes to play the bully position. And so it's okay to be undersized with him on the floor because he's gonna bang guys anyway down there. And so, you know, it's a really good group. You'd be curious to see how he gets them all to mesh and everybody get their shots and to play some structure type of defense. And then you have, you know, the heralded freshman and Victor Norris coming in, and he's probably going to start and get tons of playing time coming in his freshman year. You know, the one thing about, you know, a lot of these teams that when they are all coming together for the first time, it's really hard to be good the first time out, and generally takes a year or two to make that mesh work.
Yeah, and they've obviously, if you mentioned, they generated a lot of buzz over the offseason, but they did get a chance to really all play together, with the exception of Victor Norris, in June. So we got a little taste of what they're capable of. And then just, yeah, because of all the buzz that they generated, you know, that Les Schwab made an exception and they added them to the mix. And so for the first year ever, Les Schwab's going to have more than 16 teams. I haven't quite seen exactly how they're going to figure that out, but Park Rose is in. So, yeah, big season ahead for the Broncos. But again, the Northwest Oregon Conference is absolutely loaded. You know, not only these, you know, four teams we've mentioned already, I mean, you still have the defending champs of LaSalle coming back. Hillsboro is even better. They added like 4 6A transfers. They're going to be better than what they have in the past. Hood River is always a tough place to play at. You know, Putnam is really solid of a lot of guys coming back. Then you got Milwaukee. I mean, it's just there's really going to be no game off in the Northwest Oregon Conference. It's going to be really, really tough.
No, absolutely. That Northwest Conference is a bloodbath over there. You could be, you know, the number 5 team and still be a state championship contender. So in that conference. So looking forward to watching some of those games on the network as we get ready for season in a week's time.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see 5 Northwest Oregon Conference teams in the state tournament. It's just a lot of it will depend on matchups and who gets home court, but yeah, it's set up, and I'm going to say it. You know, I've been saying all along, I think that league this year is even better than some 6A leagues, as crazy as that might sound. But that's what kind of the, you know, today's environment, a lot of kids kind of transferring and looking for new opportunities. And 5A NWOC was the place to go this year.
Yep, that seems to be the place to go. It's definitely a top conference. It'll be interesting to see, you know, like you said, can be Park Rose, they're going to be in the Les Schwab Invitational, so it'll be good to see how those guys fare against those 6A teams and those out-of-state teams as they come in. So coming with a lot of hype and fanfare, and, you know, I'm always for it, so I love to see it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to 5A. So,
absolutely. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode. For Buckets in the 503, we appreciate you listening, and stay tuned for more on the Buckets in the 503.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life
of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.